Welcome to the Thriving Abroad podcast. I'm Evelyn Simpson, director and co-founder of Thriving Abroad, where we help expat couples create lives and careers they love while they're living overseas. We created this podcast to share expat stories to inspire you and expert advice to help you navigate expat life. At Thriving Abroad, we've stalked British expat Ali Meehan on social media for quite some time. She's the director of Sociomimetics, a social media marketing company, but it's putting her social media skills and her formidable drive and energy to work, creating Costa Women, that has really got her noticed. The multi-award-winning community provides a social and business network for women living in Spain or hoping to move there. It now has nearly 5,000 members and a social media reach of around 15,000 people. It has also become much more than an online community, with groups in multiple locations in Spain meeting regularly, and the annual Make It Happen conference, which takes place around International Women's Day. Ali, welcome to our podcast. It's a real pleasure to have you here.
Thank you, Evelyn, and thank you very much for inviting me.
Great. I'm excited to ask you lots of questions. So without further ado, I'll get started on those. So why don't you tell us a little bit of your background? Tell us about your journey as an expat and what gave you the impetus to start Costa Women.
Sure. Well, in my 30s, I had a life crisis. I always like doing things early. And decided to move to Australia for some time. And that was my first experience of expat life abroad. So I lived in Australia probably only for about 6 to 8 months because I ended up coming back with my father had Alzheimer's. So I ended up having to come back. But it did give me the experience of living overseas as a single woman, as I was then.
Yeah.
And really enjoyed it. Although Australia, unfortunately, it's a fabulous country, but unfortunately is that little bit too far.
It is really far, isn't it?
From friends and family. So that was one of the reasons why I ended up coming back. So that was my first foray into export life, as it were. And when I came back, I was fortunate enough to be headhunted for a job in Surrey for a company that exported container glass. So that's bottles, wine bottles, spirit bottles, food jars around the world. And I went to work for them on their marketing side and then became export manager, which meant I got to travel the world on their budget, which was a perfect
It
is always nice. Although actually it sounds terribly glamorous when you say that you're an export manager, but in reality, most of the time you only get to see hotel rooms and exhibition halls.
Conference rooms around the world.
And the view out of the window. But I did that for about 5 years, which was great. But then the dollar became very strong against the pound. So I was no longer able to work for that company. So I ended up getting a job with a company that were based in the Middle East, and that became my second foray into expat life. In the meantime, I'd met my husband who was living and working in Spain. So I moved my home base for the company to Spain.
Okay.
I was working from home for them and used to just commute about 4 times a year to the Middle East. And they then asked me in 2004 if I would move out to the Middle East. So that's what we did. We moved to the Middle East for about 5 years.
Yeah.
And it meant I could travel around the Middle East a lot easier and live in Dubai. So we did that and then came back to Spain, got married, and then ended up moving out to Thailand for 8 months for a friend of ours who had a hotel in Phuket, and he wanted to arrange a management takeover of the hotel with a hotel chain. So I did all the legal side of that for him. So had a lot of fun with that. And then we came back to Spain at the end of 2010, which was when I started Costa Women.
Brilliant. And why did you start Costa Women? What gave you that impetus?
Purely selfish reason.
We create the services we need, right?
Absolutely, yeah. And those are normally, you know, the best services because you know what you yourself need. So when we lived here originally in 2004, there wasn't social media. So Facebook and Twitter hadn't really started.
Yeah.
And when we decided we were coming back, I said, well, I need to have some way of connecting with other women to, you know, to get some friendships going. When we lived here originally, the only people I really saw were my husband and the courier man. So I decided I needed to expand my network a little bit.
Yeah.
And when we came back was when I created Costa Women. In fact, I created it on my kitchen table while we were living in Phuket and launched it when we came back here with a book club that I'd joined. I joined the book club and said to the girls there, do you think this would work? And they all said, yes, they did. So they were my first members.
Fantastic.
And it's just grown from there.
And now it's nearly 5,000 people. That's an amazing achievement.
It's very exciting.
5.5, 6 years.
Yeah. Obviously, it is a need that women have because I think we move overseas and that isn't something that we immediately think of. Where are we going to get our friendships from?
Yeah, that's true. And from the friendships come other things.
Absolutely.
Like volunteering and working and just in book groups and all kinds of stuff that it really sustains us while we're overseas.
Definitely, and advice, of course.
Yeah, where to get stuff.
Yeah, exactly. We're very fortunate with Costa Women. We've got some real veterans of life in Spain that have lived here over 30 years. So they've, you know, been there, seen it, done it, and know the best way to achieve what you're trying to do. So,
and expats are generally, in my experience, very good about the concept of paying it forward. They're really generous with their advice and their time and like to see other people succeed, really.
I think we are because we've been in that position ourselves, so we know what it's like to be new in a country and how difficult it can be. So it's, you know, we're happy to share our experiences with other people.
Yeah. Now I've got to ask this question because you have the best title, Imagineer. Tell me about that.
In this week's Costa Women newsletter, actually, I put in a quote, which I think really sums it up, which is, I don't know who the quote comes from. So if it's somebody terribly famous, I do apologize. But you have ability to create something out of nothing. Thoughts draw pictures. Imagination paints scenery. You make it real. And that's very much what I've done with Costa Women. I've imagined things that I would like to see on there and then made them come true. And I think that's possible for any of us that have a real passion for what we want to do.
Yeah.
We can imagine it and then work on it and it becomes a reality.
Yeah. I like that. That's a very cool quote. Now, we've talked a little bit already about the Costa Women community and how it supports expat women in Spain, but maybe you could elaborate a bit more about that because we've really just skimmed the surface.
Sure. My brand essence really for Costa Women is connect, inspire, enable and support. And for me, it's very important that we can try and achieve all of those four points for women when they move to Spain or as they move around Spain, because sometimes the women don't necessarily stay in one place. So what I've tried to do with Costa Women is to build a platform, which initially was online, but also we meet up in various different places around Spain as well, which provides them with places to put things like jobs and classified tabs.
Yeah.
And really to build friendships. I think we're getting more used to the idea that you can build friendships online. They don't necessarily have to be face-to-face, although face-to-face is great. But I have some really wonderful friends online who I've never met. Hopefully at some point in the future I would meet them, but you never know, you may never meet them. And it's just to provide that platform really of support a platform that women can dip into and out of whenever they need to.
I find
quite often that the women will come along to our events, make some friends, and then they're quite happy with their friendships they've got, and they'll, you know, disappear for a little while and then maybe come back later. But, you know, there's no requirement that they have to come along to a meeting once they've got what they need from it. So,
I kind of wonder, I think expat women are maybe a bit pioneering in terms of online friendships as well.
I agree with you entirely. We do quite a bit with UK groups because I'm very much into collaborating with all women's groups wherever they are. And I do find that a lot of them don't really use Facebook or Twitter for building friendships and connections.
Yeah.
Whereas here, Facebook is hugely used by the expats, not only to keep in touch with their friends and family, but also to make friendships and ask questions.
Yeah. I mean, we've found it in our own business and the work that we do. We've met loads of fantastic people online, you know, who have been business associates, and some of them have become friends, and some we've met in real life and others we haven't. In fact, I'm meeting a lady tomorrow who I did some webinars with back in, I think, 2010. And we've always stayed in touch, and we're meeting for the first time, which is really exciting.
It is really exciting. Yeah. The thing with when you do meet them is that you sort of picked up where you left off. It's like you've known each other forever, even though you've only known each other online.
Yeah. It is. It's such a wonderful thing. I love it. So it's great that Costa Women really facilitates that and uses it.
Yes. Yeah, we try. Yeah.
But now you've got groups meeting up in multiple locations in person and an annual conference. Maybe you can share a little bit about how those have evolved and what the conference is all about as well.
Sure. The meetups really have started very organically. So as more women have joined from specific areas, we've then created, I've come up with a formula. So we've created a group on Facebook to start with to get other women interested who may not necessarily be Costa Women members.
Yeah.
And then asked for their feedback on what type of events they'd want, because some of them don't necessarily want business networking events. They want more social get-togethers.
Yeah.
And now we have 18 physical meetups over Spain.
Fantastic. From
the Costa del Sol where I'm based, right across to Ibiza and Barcelona. We have a very active group as well. So all over Spain, these groups are popping up. And it may be just something as basic as getting together with other local members for a glass of wine or a cup of coffee, or it can be more formal events. Just, you know, whatever the local area wants to organise.
Yeah. And do you have just volunteers who have, who are kind of picking up the organisation of those groups with your guidance?
Yes. Yeah, I have put together some fairly basic rules, but there are rules there nonetheless. And then I'm members of each of the groups, so I can keep an eye on what they're doing. But most of the time, you know, they're fantastic. They just pick up and run with it, and it's been very successful.
Fantastic. So how many people would you say are meeting up in person?
Over the course of a month, it must be getting on for about 500, I would think.
Wow.
In all the different locations.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Really impressive. Yeah. And what about the conference? Tell me about that.
Yeah, the conference came about originally in 2012, wanting to do something for International Women's Day and to support the business women primarily that we have within Costa Women, and get some people together in the room that could give them the benefit of their experience.
Yeah.
Because quite a lot of the Costa Women members haven't actually had a business before they moved to Spain. Some of them have had businesses, but now are working in something completely different to what they were working with before. or they've never had a business. So it's to give them the benefit of other people's experience and to help them learn some tools and tips. So we did the first one in 2012, and then the last 2 years we've done the events with 1230, the women's company, who are based out of Kent and Essex in the UK. Right. And they've come over as well with some of their members. And we've had some fantastic speakers that have joined us. Most of them are actually online friends of mine, or friends of Jackie's, who is 1230's founder. Yeah. And we've been able to share a lot of information and ideas with the local women here and members from 1230. And then the last event we did in March, we had women coming in from Barcelona and different places in Spain too. So that was great.
Brilliant. Brilliant. It's amazing how for many people, living overseas and just that whole way that it changes your outlook on life and what you can do ultimately leads to starting your own business or becoming independent. Sometimes I think it's because you have to be able to do something, but it seems it really affects people's the way they perceive themselves. Is that something you see?
Yeah, I think there's 2 points there. First of all, I've noticed a lot of people that have moved here to retire have discovered that their pensions are not worth what they thought they were going to be, so they've ended up having to go back to work. So they don't want to leave Spain, but they need to earn some extra income to help support their life here, so they've had to go back to work. But also, I do think we become more confident because we're living in a completely different environment with a completely different culture or cultures and having to fend our way. So we do become more confident and feel, you know, more able to maybe monetize a passion, which a lot of Costa Women members have done. Yeah. There's something that they've always enjoyed doing. We have a lot of women that have actually published books, which obviously was something that they always wanted to do when they retired, in quotes. So they've ended up writing. And we have some fabulous writers now who have written some really good books locally.
Wonderful.
So, yeah.
That's great. And having watched all these Costa women setting up their businesses in Spain, what would you say the biggest challenges are?
I think primarily the biggest challenge would be not researching properly, whether that's researching your product or service to find out whether it would actually work in Spain, because not all of them do.
Yeah.
It may also be that the product or service which you think, well, they'd never have that in Spain, they've already have and they've had it for a long time.
Yeah.
So you're not coming in with anything new. And the bureaucracy, which in Spain is quite hard going. It's not wrong, it just is. So you have to accept that is the way that another country does it, and not, you know, everybody complains about it, but you can't complain really, because that's just the way they do it, and that's part of living overseas. Having lived in other places like Thailand and the Middle East, they're all very different in the way that they do businesses, and they all bring challenges. So it's actually researching those challenges before you move over. I'm still shocked at the amount of people that move over and then think about, well, how now do I get a job, without actually researching before they arrive.
Yeah, we encounter those challenges too with some people that we've worked with, and it's you instantly put yourself very much on the back foot, don't you?
Yeah, and of course, in living in a foreign country, you want to work in the foreign country, you really need to learn the language. If you're not going to learn the language, then you're really limiting your market to a very small percentage of people that speak your language who you're going to be able to sell to.
Yeah. It's language makes such a difference.
It does. Yeah. And you know, even if you make a small effort in Spain, people will be very grateful that you've made any effort at all and will be much more open with you than if you just do as I still see expats do, shout in English.
I've encountered the same in Belgium. It can be challenging because in so many countries, people are learning English very fluently and at a very early age. So there are so many people who are, I mean, in Belgium, particularly people who have grown up in Flanders, their English is flawless, and it's you're kind of talking away in your not very good Flemish, and they're absolutely fluent. But they do. My experience has been that people very generally, almost always, appreciate the effort you make.
Yeah. I mean, we find here that we start speaking in Spanish, and then they will realise we're English and start speaking to us in English. So we'll have this very bizarre conversation where we continue in Spanish because we want to practice our Spanish. They continue in English because they want to practice their English. And it's a very odd conversation.
Yeah, I've been there, done that as well. It's funny. And it's always tempting to go, I'll just speak English because it's so much easier. So you have to be really disciplined, don't you?
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
Any regrets about your expat life, your life in Spain, anything you'd do differently?
I would, it's not a regret, but my main thing that I would change is the name Costa Women, because I thought too small really when I created the name, and within a month of starting it we had a lady who didn't live on the Costa del Sol, she lived in Barcelona, and although Barcelona is on the Costa, it's not somewhere you would normally call the Costas. So when you create a business, the advice I would give to anybody is to think bigger. Start small, definitely, but think bigger. Think what you want to achieve, what the biggest outcome could be, and then build your website and your name and your brand to that bigger vision.
Yeah, but I guess that's great advice, but I guess for Costa Women, it's your brand is so well established now.
It is, and it's lovely, but that's, you know, going to be very hard to change it now to another name.
Because with 5,000 members, you're obviously not putting people off. So.
No, I try to, whenever I put anything on social media, I try to occasionally slip in, but we aren't just about the Costas. Yeah. So that people do realise. We do have quite a lot of members in Madrid, for instance, which is definitely not on the Costas. But I do occasionally get women to say, oh, I didn't join because I thought it was just for women on the Costa del Sol.
Oh, well, we'll make sure we put that in the blog post and stuff as well. Sorry, I'm recovering from a cough and I... trying not to cough, so okay. Sorry if I sound a bit weird. What piece of advice would you give to an expat woman who's thinking about becoming an entrepreneur?
I would definitely say research is the top piece of advice. So I would give research for what it is you're trying to achieve, and also get lots of feedback from people. Test whether it's going to work, get more feedback on that, test it again and keep repeating the cycle to see if what it is that you're trying to sell or produce would actually work in the country that you're living in. I think that would be my main piece of advice. And you can always ask people. I mean, Facebook's brilliant for that, because you could ask in forums on Facebook. Obviously on Costa Women we have that ability to ask as well, and in fact this month, we're launching, just as a pilot project, something called Goal Friends. I took the name from a lady who came and talked on our International Women's Day conference, Lily. But Goal Friends is, we're pairing two of the ladies up together, and they're going to support each other during their business lives, as it were. So working together to discuss any issues, talk about ideas. Because one of the girls said to me that she will go to her mum and say, "Mum, do you think this is a good idea?" And of course her mum will say, "Of course, darling, it's, you know, it's wonderful, you're wonderful, and it's going to be fantastic." And she says, "I don't think that's actually the right advice." It's just my mum being my mum. So we've created this Goal Friends idea, and I'm just rolling it out with a small group to start with, just to see how well it goes. But that will be exciting, and that gives you that ability to research and get feedback on what you're trying to achieve.
Yeah, kind of like a mini mastermind almost.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, we've participated in mastermind groups over the years, and it really is fantastic to have people who are maybe not doing exactly the same as you are, but something similar, to just bounce ideas off and, as you say, give you honest feedback. It really is a huge value.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
So when is that launch?
It's launching this month. So I've created the group on the website, and I've got, I think, 10 women have joined it so far. So we'll see how well that rolls out. I'm going to limit it to begin with, just to make sure, you know, that it's running smoothly and it goes well. Going by the test, feedback test scenario that I already have just mentioned, I'm going to use it on that group too to make sure it works properly.
Walking the walk there.
Yeah.
Good stuff. I wish you all the best with that. That sounds like a fantastic resource. And besides Goal Friends, what else is up next for Ali Meehan and Costa Women?
We are hopefully going to do a second book. We did do a book a few years ago, which was women's stories, but I want to make it more Spain and expat woman focused. So that's the project I'm going to be working on over the summer. I'm hoping to do another conference a bit later on in the year, maybe a TEDx, which would be a bit exciting. And obviously to continue expanding Costa Women across Spain. I've already got a group that have started in France as well, actually.
Oh, fantastic.
And I've got a lady that's interested in starting one in Italy. So we'll see how well they go. But we're starting them off, as I mentioned before, on Facebook to see how well they go, with a view to maybe formalising something a bit more a bit later on.
Wonderful. That sounds great. Sounds like you're going to have a very busy few months ahead of you.
Yes. Yeah. I think it's good to have projects to work on. Over the coming months.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, sounds like you're not going to be short of those.
Well, that's the point of being an Imagineer. You always come up with new ideas.
I know. Louise and I always laugh. We're like, We're constantly coming up with ideas, but the real challenge is to work out which ones to focus on and take forward and actually do something about.
Yeah,
because you can't do everything, right?
No, exactly. Yeah, I've just read Big Magic by Elizabeth Gilbert.
Yes,
it's fabulous, isn't it? And that's really good because she sort of majors on the fact that we don't have to be absolutely perfect at everything, but you can still come up with great creative ideas and run with them to see what happens. So
that whole concept of good enough,
Free Brown,
which I'm a annoying perfectionist, so that's been a big thing for me.
I think we all are.
I know.
I think the issue is that it's only really us that know that it's not gone 100% how it should have done.
Exactly. You're the only one who knows how it should have been. Everyone just sees the way it is.
Yeah. And they probably think that's perfectly fine.
Exactly.
It's just when we're perfectionists, we always want that little bit more.
Yes, and beat each other up about it for a while, or ourselves up about it for a while.
Exactly.
Well, yeah. I wish you a good enough and maybe slightly imperfect summer.
Thank you.
And all the best with everything that you've got on your plate. We'll look forward to seeing it all emerging over the course of the next few months. And yeah, thank you so much again for coming on our podcast and giving us such wonderful answers to our questions.
And thank you, Evelyn, and thank you for Thriving Abroad too, because I've been stalking you as much as you've been stalking me. So it's wonderful to finally catch up with you and talk to you.
You too, Ali. Mutual stalking. Great. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
If you enjoyed this episode of Inspiring Expat Interviews, please subscribe and leave a review for us on iTunes. If you'd like to know more about what we do at Thriving Abroad, you can find us at www.thrivingabroad.com, on the Thriving Abroad Facebook page, and on Twitter, where we're at Thriving Abroad. If you're an expat who's interested in making the most of your international experience and sharing wisdom and tips in a safe, private environment, ask to join our closed Thriving Abroad Facebook group. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned for our next conversation about successful life and work abroad.